And now the game where we ask notable people about things they've never noticed. It's called Not My Job. Andrei Codrescu has, next to Carl, of course, the most distinctive voice on public radio. For decades now, he's been delivering his poetic, sometimes surreal commentaries on NPR in his deadpan Romanian drawl. But during that time, of course, he's also been living and writing about New Orleans, his adopted home. He has a new book out collecting his essays about the once and future city. He joins us from there now. Andrei Codrescu, welcome to Wait, Wait.
Well, thank you. Hello, Peter.
How are things, I say this with some seriousness, in
New
Orleans?
Well, 3/4 of the city have been destroyed. It's like driving through truly a ghost town, and the people here are freaked out. And they go from exaltation to hilarity to breaking down and crying.
And how does that differ from any other day in New Orleans throughout its history?
Well, that's why I moved here, you know. because it was weird for 20 years, and so I kept writing about it. But now it got really weird.
Now, during Hurricane Katrina, were you in the city?
I was in Baton Rouge, and we kept receiving refugees from the city. Three of my friends came on a stolen Jefferson City school bus in the middle of the night, and we picked them up at the airport. And then the house kept filling up with people and their stories. And my good friend Jimmy cooked 5-star meals, and we saw the first days of the end of the world in style.
Yeah, because, of course, in New Orleans, no matter what is happening, or refugees in New Orleans, you still eat well.
Well, there's no reason to go down.
Your standards. I understand. Now, there's a lot of proposals about rebuilding New Orleans. As a resident there, do you have any opinions on what they should do? What would you like to see?
Well, what I would like to see is it turned into a bohemian colony, the kind I lived in my head anyway for a while. But I don't think that's going to happen, actually.
Wow.
I think what's going to happen is that the big land developers will finish what they started before the storm, and the casinos will own a good piece of it, and it will be another kind of New Orleans, the kind you might find in Vegas, actually.
Really? So instead of like New Orleans, it'll be, quote, New Orleans, unquote.
Well,
New
Orleans, it's been like that for a while, though.
Yeah, that's true. Hey, I wanted to ask you about something, which is of course, your very distinctive voice. When I went into public radio, I assumed that pretty soon people would start recognizing me when I spoke to them in the street by my voice, and someday that might happen. But with you, it must happen a lot. You really have this extraordinarily distinctive and interesting speaking style.
Well, I'm opening franchises for teach people my accent. I talk on the phone with my mother every week, and she says, roll those R's a little harder or you won't be making a living. But, yeah, I mean, sure, yeah, they do recognize it, so I try to keep quiet.
Really?
In public.
Well, Andrei Codrescu, it's a pleasure to have you on the show. We have asked you here to play a game we're calling...
I hit the button, and then in just one onosecond, I realized it was reply all.
And that word that Carl used just there, onosecond, is a word that's been invented to describe the moment where you just realize you made a big mistake. It's one of the new words that's bubbling out of the cube farm office culture of America. We came across a list of these new workplace terms, mostly compiled in Wired magazine. Then, of course, it was republished all over the internet. We're going to ask you about three such neologisms. Get two right, we'll win our prize for one of our listeners, Carl Castle's voice on their home answering machine or voicemail or chip implanted in their brain, whatever they got going on these days. So, Carl, who is Andrei playing for?
Peter, he is playing for Sarah Hairston of Rocky Mount, North Carolina.
So you ready to go, Andrei?
Yeah, I'm ready to go because, you know, when I was born, we only had one answer to all questions.
So which
this should be interesting.
What was that answer?
Stalin.
Like, why is the sky blue? Stalin, I see.
Stalin.
That could work for some of these. Let's see what happens. First question, which of these is a new affliction suffered by some unfortunate victims in today's workforce? A, inbox Tourette's, in which the sufferer constantly breaks off a conversation in favor of reading a new email. B, beepilepsy, the brief seizure people suffer when their beeper, pager, or BlackBerry goes off suddenly, especially when set to vibrate. Or C, interzombiedom, when you have followed so many links from the web page you started with, you can't remember what you were looking for in the first place.
The answer to that has to be inbox Tourette's.
You think so?
Because that's the new language everybody speaks. It's the language people speak on hold.
I'm afraid the answer was beepilepsy. Beepilepsy. Oh. Although now that we've introduced it, inbox Tourette's might catch on. Symptoms of beepilepsy include physical spasms, goofy facial expressions, and stopping speech in mid...
Well,
hang on, I gotta get this.
That's just getting older.
Yeah. You still have two more chances.
Okay.
Now, new terms are often inspired by the need to complain. Which of these might be something a coworker might be whining about? A, quote, at my performance review, I got the total latex glove treatment. The men in the audience go, oh, yeah. B, quote, I had a salmon day, spent 8 hours swimming upstream only to get screwed in the end. Or C, quote, my boss threw out the report and made me stay till midnight to do it again. He did a full Cheney on my behind.
Well, that has to be C, because I'm just associating now, because we have all these refrigerators on the street here, and some of them say, do not open, Dick Cheney inside.
So your choice was the full Cheney as a term. No, I'm afraid it was Salmon Day.
I knew that.
I know, but I'm glad you picked the more colorful one.
Well, I just picked the one that was close by.
Yeah, I understand. Last question. Of course, all of this centers around a very central, very significant office tool. Which of these is a current office slang term for the computer? A, the square-headed spouse. B, the silicon brain leech. Or C, the electronic overlord.
Goodness, those are so serious.
They are.
We used to treat computers condescendingly.
I know, but then we became afraid they'd become angry with us.
No, we just, I think it's the first one, the worshipful one.
No, the square-headed spouse.
Oh, yeah, that's it. Intimate and worshipful one.
Yeah, intimate yet worshipful, square-headed spouse. You're right, very good.
All
yes,
right.
There you got one.
Do I win anything?
I don't know. Carl, how did Andre Kudrescu do in our quiz?
Well, he needed at least two correct answers to win for Sarah Hairston, but Andre had just one correct answer.
I'm sorry, Sarah.
Oh, it's okay.
Well, Stalin.
Actually, what do we call the computer? Stalin. I think that would work, actually. Andre Kudrescu is a poet, novelist, essayist, and, of course, frequent contributor to National Public Radio. His most recent book is New Orleans, Mon Amour, 20 Years of Writing from the City. Andre, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you. I had fun.
Bye-bye.